When the Ann Arbor City Council meets Monday night, there will be two recently added resolutions on the agenda that pretty much have the whole city talking. This is Lisa Berry and Councilwoman Kathy Griswold, along with Councilwoman Ann Bannister, are the council members who are sponsoring the resolutions. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Ward 2 Councilwoman Kathy Griswold. Thanks for joining us, Kathy.
Thank you.
The resolutions have to do with the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority. Can you summarize for us what they're about?
Yeah, shortly after I was elected to council, which has been almost 2 years ago, I asked some questions about the DDA, and the information that I received back was attorney-client privilege. So one of the resolutions is to have a transparent discussion about the DDA and to release all of that information.
So they, in effect, and, wouldn't tell you anything? Is that what you're saying?
I was given information, but it was attorney-client privilege, so we couldn't share it with the community.
Okay, so you knew, but you just couldn't talk about it publicly.
And it was very high level. Yes, okay, it wasn't all the information. And so we definitely want to engage the community. And then the second resolution, the whereas clause says, City Council wishes to consider dissolving the DDA. This is really more of a fact-finding exercise.
What facts are you hoping to find?
Well, we need to find more information about the DDA because I believe that Ann Arbor is much more ideologically driven than data driven. And we've had numerous discussions about metrics being used within, you know, by city staff. And so the fact that we hear things like, oh, the DDA is wonderful, the DDA does good things, keep the DDA. I believe that in order to do my due diligence, I need to understand the DDA and all the other departments and look at them in terms of, okay, what are they cost effective? And I'm not saying that the DDA isn't, but I'm looking at it through the lens of someone who's been advocating for pedestrian safety for a long time. And this came up again recently when we were talking about adding floors to the Ann Ashley parking structure. And there was a discussion by pedestrian safety advocates of we don't want more cars downtown. If we're going to have more vehicles, then they should be parked around the city at park and ride lots. And we know that there is demand for park and ride lots. However, I was told, oh, we can't use DDA funding, which is the parking revenue, for park and ride lots because they're outside the DDA area. So I'd really like to find a way that we can use funding because I don't think we want more vehicles in the downtown area. That's been the trend. I mean, that's part of what Healthy Streets is about right now, is if we can turn over more of our streetway property, roadway property, for pedestrians and cyclists. So I was looking at that, the park and ride lot, and then also with the recent Healthy Streets project and other projects, we seem to duplicate a lot of effort within the transportation department because there'll be a planner and an engineer from the DDA on a project, a transportation project within the DDA. And then there'll also be a city engineer and transportation planner, which makes sense because we have to coordinate anything that's being done in the DDA area so it's consistent with what's happening outside the DDA area. And so I really would like to look at how we could reduce some of that duplication. I mean, we're in a financial crisis right now. I think we should be looking at every possible option to improve savings.
Since you filed these resolutions to be on the agenda just a few days ago, it seems to have caused a bit of an uproar. I personally, as a journalist, received several emails from different organizations in the city of Ann Arbor who are upset that there is this proposal even up for consideration. Is it eliminate the DDA? Is that what the words say? Because that is the impression that people
have.
The
title says dissolution of the DDA, okay. But the actual body of the resolution is to consider dissolving the DDA. And I apologize for some of this drama, but this has been an ongoing discussion, and I don't know exactly when it was put on the agenda.
I believe it was Friday night.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very unfortunate, and maybe it should have been delayed until the next council meeting. And I don't have the history of why it was delayed, but this is not anything new and has been ongoing.
Okay, so just to clarify. Just to clarify, do you want the Ann Arbor Downtown Development Authority dissolved or just discussed?
At this point, I want it discussed. I don't have enough information to say yes or no, and it's extremely complicated in terms of the revenue that we receive, not just from parking, but the TIF capture, and then all the different funds we have, how much debt do we have. Again, it's our responsibility to know more about the DDA, and to simply say it's a great organization is not enough. And when we have our annual working sessions with the DDA, it's more of a presentation of what they're doing, which is fine, and that's needed. But we also need to have an evaluation.
Do you think they're doing something wrong?
I don't think they're doing something wrong. Are there opportunities to improve the operation and improve the interaction with the city of Ann Arbor? Absolutely.
Well, the word on the street in Ann Arbor literally is that this is about parking. And do you think, Kathy Griswold, that essentially this is about parking in downtown Ann Arbor?
I think it's more than parking in downtown Ann Arbor. I mean, I know Councilmember Smith and I had a meeting with Matt Carpenter, the director of AA or chair of AAATA, months ago, and that was about parking and how we could increase parking on the peripheral of the city so that we could have more people riding buses into downtown to reduce demand for parking.
And that is not progressing as you would like?
We were basically told there's no money for park and ride right now, and we can't use the DDA money outside of the DDA area. Now, there may be some creative ways to do that. So again, I apologize people are upset, but I think that in Ann Arbor people, there are sort of some sacred areas within the city. And if you even ask questions about an operation, people get very upset, and that's what we're seeing. And I think that social media just amplifies that.
Here's your opportunity via the radio, WEMU, to speak to the community. So I just want to clarify, I know I keep asking the same question a couple of times over and over, but I just want to leave this interview and this interview with it clear. You're not necessarily, you're asking for the dissolution of the Downtown Development Authority, or you're just hoping this brings attention to it, or what is your intention for these two resolutions?
Okay. Yeah, the whereas clause is City Council wishes to consider dissolving the Downtown Development Authority. To consider.
Would you be happy if it was?
I don't know. And like, happy is the wrong word.
Yeah, right.
Word,
I should have said satisfied. How about satisfied?
I would have to look at the data, and we have debt.
Yeah.
The DDA is paying debt on the court building next to City Hall. So I don't know if it's even financially feasible to dissolve the DDA. And I'm told that the DDA will exist through 2033 based on whatever documents exist right now to establish the DDA. So again, I think it's always healthy to have a discussion, and we really need to understand the financials. I think that Councilmember Lum has a pretty good handle based on years of experience, and she asks agenda questions, and they're attached to the agenda, and I've read through most of those, and I need to go through them a second time.
So what would be a better way to describe your intention of these resolutions on the Monday night Ann Arbor City Council agenda?
We would like to have a transparent process engaging the community in learning more about the DDA to determine what is the best path forward.
And not necessarily dissolve it.
We don't have enough information right now to say let's dissolve it. And even if, and I don't think the votes are there to dissolve it, even if we said, okay, we want to dissolve the DDA, it will take years to to process the loans, how the TIF is captured. One of the questions we're getting right now, if the affordable housing millage passes, will the DDA collect some of that affordable housing millage within the DDA TIF area? You know, and that's a question community members are asking, and we need to get an answer to that.
Sounds pretty complicated. I appreciate you talking to us.
Okay, yeah, it is very complicated, and that's why it's not just a yes, no. It's we need to understand all of the legal documents, the financial documents, and then most importantly to me is the parking and pedestrian safety issues.
That's Kathy Griswold, Ward 2 Ann Arbor City Council member. Thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, you're welcome.